the Stearns County Chiefs of Police Association, along with the Stearns County Sheriff's Department, Wake Park, Sauk Rapids, St. Joseph, Sartell, and St. Cloud Police Departments, will be hosting a workshop called Safety and Security for Places of Worship. Wake Park Police Department's Community Service Officer, Alicia Magas, explains the significance of the event.
The event is about what the title says, the safety and security for places of worship, but it's not only about an active shooter coming in, those horror stories that we've seen on the news, things that should never happen at your place of worship. It's more about that. That topic will be covered, but they're also going to talk about plans and procedures and having security manuals and creating plans for emergency medical response teams. Say somebody has a medical condition while at their place of worship. Say there's a group of kids that maybe they take out of the church and go to a youth gathering and an emergency happens of some sort. So it's going to be safety and security for everything involving our places of worship.
The event will center around a discussion held by guest speaker, retired Denver Police Department Captain, and retired U.S. Marshal of Colorado, Tina Lewis Rowe. Rowe, the author of Worship Without Worry, knows firsthand the issues that can arise in churches without safety plans.
In 2007 in Colorado Springs at New Life Church, a young man came in and shot and killed two girls in the parking lot, came into the church and was killed himself. And that just sort of began, a focus on church safety and security, and of course copycat people. That tends to start happening. And so there's been problems about violence. But let me emphasize what I emphasize in this program, which is that many more churches burn down as a result of accidental fires than are ever burned down as a result of arson. And there's many more church vehicle accidents that kill people than all the other violent incidents combined. And so although one is important, the other is too. And my focus is on that whole big picture of this is just a group of people coming together to worship in a building that may or may not be occupied all the time, and we need to keep it as well taken care of as we would our home. So I just focus that.
Magas says the main goal for places of worship is to just have a plan and be prepared.
I think every place should be prepared. I mean, whether you're talking about your home, your place of employment, when you're out and about, whether you're a business or a school, always have some sort of plan, just like we do for what if there's a fire, what if there's a tornado. We have a plan, so if that happens, we know what to do, and they practice those plans. This is no different.
I'm Vicki Iacago reporting for KVSC News.